Committee.
So Randolph County SB 40 segment here on the second Friday of the month. I'm joined by Georgie McNamara. We'll also have another guest here in just a moment, but let's lead off with what's happening with RCDDS. What's going on, Georgie?
Well, I am pleased to announce that very, very quickly since our last meeting, we have begun to provide all of the case management in Carroll County as well. So that now expands our case management program, where we're providing the primary contact for families and individuals who have developmental disabilities for five counties and 413 people now. And I think that's wonderful, but I also need to make sure people know that not a penny of that is coming out of your tax dollars or my tax dollars. That is all money that is generated by case management. We pay all of our own bills, and we also pay a lot of the administrative bills for the Senate Bill 40 so that the tax dollars go exactly where the voters intended them, which is to the people who need help.
Okay. So does Carroll County reach out to you, or how do you come up with one of these new counties?
Well, there is a professional association of counties called the Missouri Association of County Developmental Disability Services, MACDDS, and we've had guests from MACDDS on here before. And so I've met a lot of the executive directors of other counties who have, when they don't want to provide their own case management, have reached out to us. And it's been a good deal for us because we do generate income that way. But we also, and the big point is that we provide very hands-on local case management. So we have offices in every one of those counties now, and people don't have to have a case manager from Columbia, for, you know, hours away who don't really know them and don't get there very often.
All right. So do you manage the staff in that county, or what is the relationship, or do you actually send personnel over to the county?
We have in Sheraton County, right next door, we have one case manager who works out of an office in their senior center, and she lives and works there. But she does come to us for training and meetings and that sort of thing, and we supervise her. And then the same in the other counties as well. There's one or two offices with one or two staff in each of those counties.
Okay.
But the majority of our staff work right here in Randolph County.
You're becoming a regional hub, aren't you?
Well, you know, we're really, really good at what we do. Yeah. And I give the credit for that to Julie Doherty, who's our case management supervisor. She's the hands-on supervisor of those staff, mm-hmm. and she's really good. I mean, we won the lottery when we got her.
Terrific. All right. So helping out in Carroll County, expanding there. You've got some openings?
We do. What's going on in Boone County is we don't actually do the entire Boone County. They have their own Senate Bill 40 board that does case management, but they have outgrown their building. They cannot add any staff, and they're not providing all of the case management for the entire county. So they have asked us to help them to pick up the slack until they can build a new building and add more staff. And that's exactly what we're doing. Those are not positions that will permanently report to us. Eventually they'll transition over to Randolph County, except for one of them. I'm sorry, to Boone County, except for one of them. And so we have two openings to pick up some additional clients in Boone County. It's not turnover. Those are new positions.
Okay. And what would be your job requirements?
Well, we actually are answerable to Medicaid. So this is non-negotiable. You have to have a 4-year degree in a human services field, and you have to have at least 1 year of experience working with people who have disabilities.
Okay. So apply.
Give us a call, 269-8875, or apply online. It's on our Facebook page. It's on Indeed. It's in the paper. It's all over.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So Georgie McNamara with that update from RCDDS. We're going to talk about ICANN and be joined by Lisa Whitmore. We'll do that when we continue in just a moment.
Mid-Mo 1976. Homes are ravaged by roof problems inflicted by Sot and Storm. Meanwhile, at the Hodges Roofing Headquarters, Greg Hodges, a mild-mannered yet obsessive serial roofer, is the greatest hope of defeating Storm and his henchmen. For he will become the Gray Panther! Savior of the shingle, defender of the downspout, and builder of the best, most reliable roof systems the city has ever seen.
This is the Gray Panther, Greg A. Hodges, keeping friends and family safe under higher quality roof systems since 1976.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
In our house, bedtime is complicated. My wife is always freezing, and when she layers up the bed, I get way too hot. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets, loved by 3 U.S. presidents. If you're like us, you'll love our flannel bedding. Back for a limited time at bollandbranch.com. They're unbelievably soft, warm, and breathable. So Missy stays warm, and I don't overheat. It's like magic. We let you sleep in them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Our flannel sheets come in 14 stunning patterns and colors. You're guaranteed to find a style you love. But don't wait. Last year, they sold out in just a few weeks. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code RELIEF. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bollandbranch.com. Promo code RELIEF. bollandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code RELIEF.
Okay, joining me from the ICANN side now is Lisa Whitmore, employee specialist. Tell us about yourself.
I am a retired school teacher. I retired last May, but I do have a daughter with developmental disabilities, so I'm kind of passionate about this topic. My daughter is now employed, but I didn't have anybody to help me go through that process, so I'm kind of looking forward to being able to help others navigate those roads.
Terrific. Okay. And again, maybe we can, Georgie, talk about ICANN side, your side.
Yeah, when the Senate Bill 40 passed, there was no services here because there was no money to fund services here. Mm-hmm. And we tried to get some providers from other counties to come in once we had a little bit of money to pay for that, and that just didn't work out. So we had to set up ICANN from scratch as a not-for-profit to begin providing services. And employment has been the hardest thing to take off. We've always had Randolph County Sheltered Industries, which is a terrific option for people who need that. But the community option we've struggled with. We've had one provider here for quite some time, and other providers have kind of dipped their toe in the water here and there. But it's really good to have local people who know the community and know the businesses to make some good matches.
Okay. Well, we'll let you pick up on that, Lisa. She talked about that's kind of one of the difficult things. Why did ICANN start employment services?
Well, one of the first reasons is, first of all, Missouri's an employment-first state. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is the month that's National Disability Employment Awareness Month. So we kind of thought this was a perfect opportunity. But you also have to remember that when people are employed, it's just good for everybody. It's good for the economy. So if I'm working and I want something, then I have to spend money in the community. And our clients are no different. When they like to earn money and they want to spend it in our community. So when they're working and working in employment, it's good for everybody.
Okay. And so what type of a training will your employees need?
That will depend on what kind of job they're looking for. And so that becomes part of my job is what we call discovery. So I take time and I spend with these people and we kind of find out what works for them, what they like to do. Because you and I both know if you have to get up every day and go to a job you don't care for, it's not as much fun. Mm-hmm. So that's the discovery process that we walk through.
Okay. What kind of field, what kind of opportunities are out there?
Hopefully all kinds. Say, I've been making some cold calls to different employers, and so they might be seeing me or have seen my card. But then after I do the discovery, then I try to find a spot in the community that's a good fit for them, and then that's how we try to mesh our services together.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why and how is employment good for the community?
Say, because when we're spending money here, it's good for everybody.
And people are less reliant on the system when they have money in their pocket. They need less food stamps. They need less assistance with medical expenses, everything.
It's a healthier lifestyle. And yeah, that's what we're going for everybody, is to have a healthier lifestyle. So I'd really like to partner with businesses in the community so that we can start employing some of these people.
Very good. So we think of the sheltered industries, but broader than that, right? We're looking to get into the community and businesses, right, Lisa?
Say, the sheltered workshop is awesome.
Yeah.
And there are some people that like that, and that is a good, safe environment, or they feel good in it, and they have friends there. But you have also other people who are more social, and they want to be out in the field talking. And sometimes our clients are more social than sometimes we are. Mm-hmm. And they get along with everybody, and everybody knows them. So it's a good fit for everybody.
And the type of work is different as well. You know, at the Sheltered Workshop, which we call an extended employment center, because Kit Brewer, who is the executive director there, he has the same focus that the rest of us have, which is that this is a point on the journey for people, and you want to get them to the next point. So that's very different than a Sheltered Workshop in the old days that kind of housed people.
Right.
Anyway, they have very much manufacturing, quality assurance, assembly types of jobs. But just like you and I have different job goals and different dreams for ourselves, people who have disabilities are no different. Some people want to work with animals, and some people want to work in retail. And so it's not a good fit for people who just don't want to work in a manufacturing setting. Mm-hmm.
So what comes first, Lisa, the training, the skill set for those with developmental disabilities, or is it locating the job and then training?
It's a little bit of all those things. I had to attend a 3-day training with ASPE, which is the Association of People Supporting Employment First. And then I also had to do a 14-hour course training through Department of Mental Health and through College of Employment. But then, like I said, we will take the discovery process with our clients and go through and find things that they like to do, that they enjoy doing, that they're passionate about. And then that's my other part of my job, is what they call a job developer, where I go out and try to make those
make it mesh
with the other business partners.
Okay. So what about businesses and business owners that are listening in? How can they get involved?
Say, if they would like to get involved, they can call me at 660-269-8767, and my extension's 127. My office is at ICANN.
Mm-hmm. What about individuals? Do you have a pool right now that's looking for some work, or how can individuals get involved?
Say, they can also contact Randolph County Developmental Disability Services, or their case manager, which is usually there, or they can contact me at ICANN, which again is 660-269-8767, extension 127.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to talk specifics or not, maybe, but is there some success stories you've already had, you know, of being able to place employees in the community?
We've laughed about that because actually, my daughter is she is also part of ICANN. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of been my success story, but also kind of my guinea pig.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, you bet.
So, and that one is going well. And I've spoke with two other clients that are interested in this, too.
Terrific. Okay. Very good.
It's a fledgling program, so you're going to hear more about it in the years to come, and it's going to get bigger and better.
Yeah.
So you can really speak to this. So what about your daughter? What's it meant to her daughter? What have you seen changes in her because of it?
The confidence.
Yeah.
It's helped her become an advocate for herself, too. And that was always my concern. And the best part about it was when her very first day of work, she calls me, and I said, "So how'd it go?" And she goes, "Good, Mom. It went really good. I got compliments." She said, "So can I just go to work full time now?"
That's good. Exciting.
So it was a very positive. And then the next success story was, she says, or the next thing out of her mouth was, "I need a new tablet." And I said, "So how are we going to get that?" And she says, "By working,
make a little money." Mm-hmm. So she's already putting all that together.
Already, first month, got the tablet, so we're good. Yeah,
good. Well, I'm thinking about that too. It's not only skill development for the job. What about transportation or things like that? Do we have to account for that type of thing in getting them to work?
Say, those are things that, as the job coach and the job developer, that I work through. And we think about those. Plus, we try to utilize the resources that we have. There's the caravan. There's the taxi cab. There's ICANN. So we try to think about all those things, because that is something. Transportation. How do you get to work? How do you get home? What are you going to have for lunch? Are you going to hear your alarm? Do I have to have breakfast? Do I have clothes to wear to work? Do I need a special type of clothes? Those are all things that we'll walk through with them.
So you're working with them on that, too. And then when that first paycheck comes, do you work in that aspect? Budgeting, financial management, mm-hmm. those type things. Is
yes.
that something new
for many? For some of them, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
And sometimes for their parents, that's kind of a scary situation for them. So those are things that we'll take into consideration, and they might not know about banking, so we'll help them with those things, get them set up with those, because practically every job you have nowadays, you have to have a direct deposit. So
very good.
Those
yeah.
are things you
yeah.
have to walk through with them.
Yeah.
And their case managers help them quite a bit with the benefits questions. So a lot of adults who have disabilities, especially a physical disability, where you rely on someone to come into the home and help you, private insurance doesn't pay for that, and Medicaid does. So people are terrified of losing their Medicaid, and it's a matter of kind of getting people out there in the workforce to say, you know, it's okay, because you're replacing that with money in your pocket to pay for it yourself. And it's that part can be really the biggest barrier that we've found with parents talking to their adult children about working.
I totally agree with you, Georgie. That was the situation I had yesterday. I had a client, and her parents came in, and all they could think of is 9 to 5, and this is someone who has some health issues. And so she was just like, I just don't think she can do 9 to 5. And I said, well, we're not going to look at that first. We're going to take it slow. Mm-hmm. It might be an hour or two a day. We'll see how we do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I mean, you could just see the relief on these parents' face. Oh, I was thinking it was going to be 9 to 5, hit the road, you know. And I said, no, that's what we're here for. We're her support team.
Mm-hmm. And how important is that communication then to your employers that enter into this partnership too?
Very important.
Yeah.
I think that employers who are listening probably need to understand that we're not going to give them somebody, and from employers I've heard this, oh, what about, you know, workers' comp? What if that person has mobility issues and they fall at my office? We work really, really hard with the employers just as much as we do with the individuals to make a smooth transition and to make sure that person is well-trained and to make sure that they're a good fit. And to make sure that 6 months later or a year later, if problems start to come up, that we can come back in and help again. So I want to allay the fears of any employers that might be listening. This is a good process.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Georgie, because that's actually one of the questions that I like to pose to the employers. The question is, where do some of your employees fail in this job? Mm. So that we can kind of help set them up for success instead of failure.
Sure. Okay. Lisa Whitmore, Georgie McNamara, my guest here on our SB 40 segment. We'll have our final portion coming up in just a moment.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number 1 by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
It says here Missouri has over 2,000 bridges rated in poor or weight-restricted condition.
And getting more dangerous every day for our kids, school buses, and emergency vehicles to cross.
It says that's why Prop D is on the ballot. The gas tax was last increased 22 years ago. Inflation's eroded 60% of its buying power.
We couldn't live on what we made in 1996.
Exactly. And Prop D funds have to be regularly audited and constitutionally designated, so the money can only go to maintaining and improving our roads and bridges, and for state law enforcement. They risk their lives for us every day.
No question. Prop D road and bridge improvements will grow the economy, reduce vehicle maintenance costs,
and return $1 billion in already budgeted federal matching funds for our road and bridge improvements. Prop D's a solid investment for us, only costing the typical Missourian about $1.25 a month in the first year and just $5 a month after 4 years.
Yes, on Prop D, paid for by SaferMode.com.
All right, back with Georgie McNamara and Lisa Whitmore. You want to talk a bit about managed care, Georgie?
Well, that is the big hot topic in Missouri right now because the country is moving toward managed care. And it is implemented differently in every state. So this is something we're going to be talking about quite a bit in the years to come. We have got to be careful. And I'm not saying managed care is a bad thing, but it is a system of cost containment. And sometimes when it's done badly, it's cost containment at the expense of the needs of the people that we support. And it was done so badly in the state of Iowa that people are literally dying. They are dying in Iowa. It is horrible. Anyway, so it's coming to Missouri. And we know that, and we just want to make sure that we get the message out that I'm not saying it's a bad thing in general, but we've got to sit at the table and write it into the law the right way in Missouri. So I will be communicating with the listeners as that comes along, as we go forward, about the messages that they can take to their state legislature.
What to give us some examples so our listeners can get their arms around what you're talking about.
Large companies. Okay. Are given a set fee per member per month to oversee all of the care of people who have developmental disabilities. And when that happens, they make more profit by denying services, by under-enrolling providers so that there aren't enough providers to meet the need, by creating an endless series of appeals so that people never can get the service, or by making it so difficult for a provider to bill that they never get paid and they go out of business or they stop taking Medicaid. And that's what's actually happened in Iowa and in Kansas both. Now, some states have done it really well because when they sit down at the table to write the program, they say you have only this certain amount of time to the managed care companies to adjudicate a claim, to pay somebody for the service they've provided to you in good faith. And you have to have a certain number of providers. You have to enroll this number of providers. And you can't have waiting lists and you can't. So when we get there and start doing it in Missouri, I need to make sure that we all have the same message to our state legislatures, which is that you have to make sure that we do this in the right way to help people. We can't create a profit system for an insurance company that doesn't in turn pass that along to the people who need it.
Okay. So we'll have more on that as we move along. And certainly if you would like to contact Georgie for more information, what's your contact?
660-269-8875.
Okay. You've got a conference coming up you want
we
to quickly
do.
Mention?
Next week in Columbia, Thursday and Friday, there's a pre-conference on Wednesday. It's at the Holiday Inn Executive Center. It's the MACDDS. MACDDS.org. It's our annual conference, and it's for professionals and for family members and for anybody who has an interest in serving people who have disabilities.
All right. And Lisa, it's great to have you in today, employment specialist for ICANN. And if an employer's listening or somebody that has an individual that can benefit from your services, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at 660-269-8767, and my extension's 127, or they can contact their case manager. And they will get in contact with me. I just want to tell you thank you, and Georgie, thanks for this opportunity.
All right, thanks for coming in. That is Lisa Whitmore with ICANN and Georgie McNamara with Randolph County Developmental Disabilities here on our Randolph County SB40 program. We've got CBS News coming up, then get set for another keyword to text in for your chance to win $1,000.
Fraud. It can happen to anyone, but there are steps you can take to protect yourself. Throughout the country, people are receiving unsolicited phone calls and emails.